7th Perek of Erev in Mishneh Aleph. We mentioned previously that if you have two chateres, if they're completely separated by a wall, each one has to make a separate Erev chateres, and that's it. If there's an opening between the two, then they have an option of making one Erev or making two Erevim. If there's no wall between the two, then they must make one Erev, because they're considered one big chateres, even though one belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon. So this parak is discussing what's considered the type of opening that combines them and can combine them. Says the Mishnah, Chaloyin shebein shtei chatzeiros arbor al arbor b'toich hasdorah. If there's a window between two courtyards, each one is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim within 10 tefachim of the ground, morvim shnayim, they can make independent Reuven because there is a wall between the two. V'imrot tefei one ma'arim echad. Now here's the chiddush. How can they make one Erev? There's a wall between the two. The chiddush is that since there's a breach in the wall, even if it's not a full breach, it's only a window. Generally we learn the breach is a piece of the entire wall is missing. Here, as long as there's a window, that's enough of a connection between the two to combine them, but it has to be a breach in the wall. If it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so the wall, halachic wall is 10 tefachim tall. So anything above that is, you know, if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall and nothing above it, you cannot make an Erev between the two parties. So surely if you have a wall which is 20 tefachim tall and there's a window above it, doesn't help you. The window has to be within the 10 tefachim. That's all it is, because 10 tefachim is not that tall. According to the most modern opinion, it's 1 meter tall. So it's a waist level. Even so, that's halacha, that you have to have a breach or at least a window below 10 tefachim. Now the chiddush over here also is that you don't have that entire window to be below 10 tefachim. It could be part of the window below 10 tefachim. If the window is less than 4 by 4, or the model may have sorrow, if it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, mavim shnayim vein mavim echad. Since it does not have a status of the window, a window because it's too small, or it's above 10 tefachim, the wall below 10 tefachim is considered a complete wall without any breaches, and therefore you have to make an independent eruvim for each side.